I walked on down a back street that led to a crosscut to the hospital. Ettore was 23. He'd been brought up by an uncle in San Francisco and was visiting his father and mother in Torino when the war was declared. He had a sister, who had been sent to America with him at the same time to live with the uncle, who would graduate from normal school this year. He was a legitimate hero who bored everyone he met. Catherine could not stand him. "We have heroes, too," she said, "but usually, darling, they're much quieter." "I don't mind him." "I wouldn't mind him if he wasn't so conceited it didn't bore me and bore me and bore me." "He bores me." "You're sweet to say so, darling, but you don't need to. You can picture him at the front, and you know he's useful, but he's so much the type of boy I don't care for." "I know. You're awfully sweet to know, and I try and like him, but he's a dreadful, dreadful boy, really." He said this afternoon he was going to be a captain. "I'm glad," said Catherine. "That should please him." "Wouldn't you like me to have some more exalted rank?" "No, darling. I only want you to have enough rank so that we're admitted to the better restaurants." "That's just the rank I have." "You have a splendid rank. I don't want you to have any more rank. It might go to your head." "Oh, darling, I'm awfully glad you're not conceited. I'd have married you even if you were conceited, but it's very restful to have a husband who's not conceited." We were talking softly out on the balcony. The moon was supposed to rise, but there was a mist over the town, and it did not come up. And in a little while it started to drizzle, and we came in. Outside, the mist turned to rain, and in a little while it was raining hard, and we heard it drumming on the roof. I got up and stood at the door to see if it was raining, but it wasn't, so I left the door open. "Who else did you see?" Catherine asked. "Mr. and Mrs. Myers. They're a strange lot." "He's supposed to have been in the penitentiary at home. They let him out to die. And he lived happily in Milan forever after." "I don't know how happily." "Happily enough after jail, I should think." "She's bringing some things here." "She brings splendid things." "Were you her dear boy?" "One of them." "You're all her dear boys," Catherine said. "She prefers the dear boys." "Listen to it rain. It's raining hard. And you'll always love me, won't you?" "Yes. And the rain won't make any difference?" "No." "That's good, because I'm afraid of the rain."
"Why?"
"I was sleepy. Outside, the rain was falling steadily."
"I don't know, darling. I've always been afraid of the rain."
"I like it.
I like to walk in it, but it's very hard on loving."
"I'll love you always. I love you in the rain and in the snow and in the hail and...
what else is there?"
"I don't know. I guess I'm sleepy." "Go to sleep, darling, and I'll love you no matter how it is." "You're not really afraid of the rain, are you?"
"Not when I'm with you."
"Why are you afraid of it?"
"I don't know. Tell me. Don't make me. Tell me."
"No, tell me."
"All right. I'm afraid of the rain because sometimes I see me dead in it."
"No."
"And sometimes I see you dead in it."
"That's more likely."
"No, it's not, darling. Because I can keep you safe. I know I can. But nobody can help themselves."
"Please, stop it. I don't want you to get scotch and crazy tonight.
We won't be together much longer."
"No, but I am scotch and crazy. But I'll stop it. It's all nonsense."
"Yes, it's all nonsense. It's all nonsense. It's only nonsense. I'm not afraid of the rain. I'm not afraid of the rain. Oh, God, I wish I wasn't."
She was crying. I comforted her and she stopped crying. But outside it kept on raining.